Thank you, Dorothy. In this final section for this part, we hear about new business ventures and developments. First, we have good news for those who bank with Barclays.
Barclays has stalled plans to shut a number of banks in the region which had previously been earmarked for closure. The banks will remain open for at least another 2 years after Barclays discovered the sites were either the last bank in the location or were in particularly remote areas. The Drayton Bank in School Road and the branch in Hoverton in Station Road will both be saved. Another branch, which was earmarked for closure, was Watton's site. However, that was the last bank remaining in the town. Harleston's branch in Market Place has also been saved, as well as Southwold's branch in Suffolk. Mildenhall, which is also just over the border in Suffolk, has also been saved from closure because it is in a remote location. More than 100 branches nationwide have been ring-fenced, meaning they will remain open until at least October 2021. In the announcement, Barclays also said it would be launching a new cash-back scheme enabling people to withdraw money at small businesses. However, it said that from 2020, its customers will no longer have a facility which allows them to withdraw cash over the counter at post offices. It is hoping the scheme will make it easier for customers to withdraw money at businesses in remote towns and areas without a branch or ATM. Barclays said it remains committed to the post office framework, and customers and businesses will still be able to pay in cash, cheques, and check their balance. But the facility for over-the-counter cash withdrawals will end in January. Cash withdrawal by cheque will still be available, subject to arrangement. It is writing to affected customers about the changes.
Plans were revealed last week for two vast greenhouses, each covering an area larger than the O2 arena, to be built outside Norwich and Bury St Edmunds, capable of producing 12% of the nation's tomatoes. They are expected to create 360 permanent new jobs, plus another 120 seasonal posts during the peak season. The Coleman family's Crown Point estate, which owns the Norfolk site at Kirby Beeden, said the developers had agreed to give priority to applicants living within a 5-mile radius of the site in order to ensure the project helped with local job creation. Chris Starkey, chief executive at the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership, said the employment potential was a boost for the regional economy, and the £120 million project would signal East Anglia's readiness to support similar agri-food projects. Norfolk and Suffolk is at the leading edge of innovation in agri-tech and clean growth, and these pioneering greenhouses are a win-win because, as well as providing employment, they will reduce our carbon footprint and make us more self-sufficient. The potential for our agri-food sector is vast. Norfolk and Suffolk Unlimited, our newly launched brand, positions us as the clean growth region, and this development will send out a message to other agri-food companies that this is the place to invest. The two 7-metre-high greenhouses will be warmed using waste heat from Anglian water treatment facilities, a world-first model aimed at reducing the carbon footprint of agriculture. Construction is expected to be completed in autumn 2020. The project was approved by South Norfolk Council last November.
First Eastern Counties, which has two depots in the city area, has lodged a bid with Norwich City Council to increase the size of its base on Vulcan Road, in a scheme that would increase its capacity by 20 buses. and bosses at the provider, which runs a large proportion of the services in the county, say it may see around 70 new jobs created if the plans go ahead. The move would see the site swallow the former home of electrical company The Dodd Group, which relocated to Kirby Beeden towards the end of 2018. Should the plans be approved, it would see former office buildings on the site demolished, allowing the bus depot to expand into the vacant land once the demolition has been carried out. The project would mean First will be able to store 55 buses on site in total, compared to the 35 it currently has space for. Over the last 18 months, they have experienced continued business growth through investment in new technologies, vehicles and extensions to their bus network. If the application is successful, there will be further enhancements to the Norwich bus network across the city and county. The bus company currently operates two depots in Norwich on Vulcan Road and Roundtree Way, with two others serving the regions in Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft. Norwich City Council will consider the application in due course.
You know Christmas is on the way when Kettle Chips announces its unusual festive limited edition special flavour. This year sees the snack manufacturer based in Beauthorpe, Norwich, use sparkling wine from Winbury Vineyard based in Surlingham to make a deliciously, morously Christmas limited edition with a British twist. The new flavour includes truffled cheese, which was introduced last Christmas, but this time, instead of mixed with champagne, it comes with a splash of English sparkling. The new flavour will go on sale this month in Tesco and Asda and in Morrison's from November. It is described as the earthy, nutty flavour of the truffled cheese seasoning, combined with the subtle fruity and floral notes of the sparkling wine, making this the perfect pairing. Phil Hovey, innovation chef at Kettle, said, having lent a hand supporting winemaker Lee Dyer at Winbury with his Bacchus harvests on many occasions, I've known the team at the vineyard for a number of years. Not only are they just down the road from us, they also produce exceptional wine, with their 2015 Bacchus recognised as the best single varietal white wine in the world by the decanter World Wine Judges. Norfolk is a proud part of our brand heritage, and with most of the potatoes we use grown within 30 miles of Kettle cookrooms, it seemed like the perfect partnership.
That's all from this part of Chatterbox. In a few minutes, Marianne Penn and Kevin Ford will be presenting more news and information. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Peter Dennington.
And it's goodbye from me, Sophie Yeomans.